Hey, ambitious mamas. I told you I was back, and here I am, and it feels so dang good to be here. And I launched a new Instagram. Not sure what happened to the old one, but that's okay. Trusting the process. Now, I took a little course the other day, and it really ignited me to get deeper into my story, to start to share it with you guys, and to bring it to life. I don't know if that's the right way of saying it, but those parts, those painful parts that I haven't visited in such a visual way in so long, I'm ready to go back there because I feel stronger than ever. So I actually just shared a reel on Instagram. And let me actually pull it up so you guys know if you're following me on Insta exactly which one I'm talking about. And that's really going to be the topic of today's podcast. And there's already, I already know you guys want to know more because this is the most viewed podcast, most viewed reel I've done in a long time. But it says, what everyone saw. Me on stage, shining bright and doing what I love. But what they didn't see was I was on the phone with a crisis worker minutes before fighting for the will to live. I abandoned myself and I said it wasn't hard. I had years of practice doing this. I was burnt out in every way. So the clip that I shared was me in a pink skirt, little leather jacket. On stage in San Diego. And I had to search for this clip because I was definitely not in a place where I wanted to like see clips of it afterwards or wanted to share myself on stage or like looking, asking the photographer for those clips. I was like, I survived. But I totally blacked out during me being on stage. And I think I shared that with you guys in the last episode. But I totally abandoned myself to go on that stage. Right. And if I could go back, I would. Oh my gosh, if I can go back and talk to me, I would give her a big hug and say, sister, you don't have to do this today. Right. It's time for you. And, but I didn't do that. I pushed through, which is what led me to burnout in the first place. So we're going to be talking about burnout. And burnout is such a big topic and it's so encompassing. So I've actually never looked up the definition of burnout. Not that that was super necessary because obviously I knew what it felt like and knew that I was there. But I think as women, we're so used to pushing forward that I don't think we even know we're in burnout until it's too late. So, really, my intention here is to hopefully catch you before you are anywhere near the state that I was at. But if you are coming to this podcast because you are there, because you are at your rock bottom, then you're here with me, and I'm hoping to save you weeks, months of healing time, maybe years, right? Because we can really get lost in it. And to get you back, to put the lights back on, to get your spark back, to turn the lights on, to connect you with who you already are underneath all of that exhaustion. The weight is so heavy. So let's just read what this definition says. So this is from a psychologist, and it says, what is burnout? Burnout is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged stress. Often resulting from work-related pressures or overwhelming responsibilities. It can lead to cynicism, detachment, and a reduced sense of accomplishment. Burnout affects various aspects of our life, including work performance, relationships, and overall well-being. So, in that definition, I would have to also add, on top of work-related pressures, you may be in a relationship, a marriage, a situation where you're also burnt out. Obviously, as a mom, as a caregiver, But maybe you're also in a dynamic in a relationship, whether it's with your spouse or significant other, where you're burnt out there too, right? And to be totally honest, for me, it was really all of the above. So that is what is burnout. Okay. So the feeling exhausted piece. So this is a sign, obviously, that you're burnt out. So it could be persistent fatigue, exhaustion, physical and emotional. I didn't experience the physical, all that because I've always taken such incredible, supplements and have been so much about my nutrition for so long. So maybe that's why. But also, I think being so physically resilient was almost like my armor, right? And in fact, I think it actually became a detriment because my physical body was always game. But then it was like, so it had to manifest mentally, right? So my physical body's like, hey, we've got this, we've got this. But my mental and emotional was really what was breaking down. So you may feel drained even after a full night's sleep, and everyday tasks may seem overwhelming. So pay attention to feelings of weariness that don't improve with rest. So they could be indicative of a burnout. So I'm reading again everything from the psychologist. It could be lack of motivation. Burnout can lead to loss of interest and motivation in activities you once enjoyed. Now, this was the biggest, most concerning thing for me. As someone who loves life, as someone who gets excited, loves work, loves my business, loves entrepreneurship, loves being a mom, loves fashion, like I just love things. Like I just like light up over a lot of things. So the fact that nothing was motivating me, money wasn't motivating me, it was all just gray. So if you're noticing any significant changes in your enthusiasm or your drive, this could be a signal of burnout. Okay, more signals. Decreased performance. So as burnout progresses, you may notice a decline in your performance at work, school, other areas of your life. Tasks that were once manageable may now feel daunting, and you may struggle to concentrate or stay focused. So this might just be even focusing on just like simple activities like, you know, responding to emails and such may seem really big and hard all of a sudden. I definitely noticed that. Like correspondence was really tricky for me. It's like so many people got left unread. Hopefully no one took it too personally, but it was just like I didn't have it in me. I didn't have it in me to reply to, you know, inboxes. Increased irritability. So burnout can manifest as heightened irritability. Are you snapping at your kids or your spouse? Frustration, anger, even in situations that wouldn't typically provoke any such reactions. You may find yourself easily agitated or snapping at others more frequently. So paying attention to shifts in your mood and how you're interacting with others, right? I have so much empathy for I think everyone in general, but I would say specifically for women, for moms, if someone's just being real bitchy, you're like, ooh, she needs a hug. I'm not going to hug her right now. That would go over really, really badly. but this could be a sign of burnout, right? And, you know, this it's, again, burnout is so, there's so many aspects to it. There's the physical, it could be hormones, right? It could be just like literally not being, like allowing yourself to be human for so long. Like, so you're acting like some sort of superhuman for the longest time and probably being applauded for it. Like even me going on stage when I was literally on the phone with a crisis worker who was like convincing me that I wasn't going to die. And then me getting on the stage and everyone being like, wow, you're so amazing. That is not amazing. That is, again, complete abandonment of yourself for other people. And also, like, just it's so concerning in retrospect, like, that I did that. And I just want to, again, hug her. Okay, so physical symptoms. So it absolutely can show up physically. So even though I was saying like my body was like, nope, like, and I think my mindset around my health is also so like ironclad because I've been in the wellness industry. Like, I think I've really just prided myself on this like physical, you know, health, right? But it's not, again, there's also things that I probably missed, right? Okay, here we go. Let's pay attention. So in addition to emotional signs, so the emotional signs, I think for me were really obvious. But it can also manifest in headaches, muscle tension, your gut, right? Your gut brain axis. This is where, you know, the whole game changes in terms of all healing, including burnout. We'll get there. But when we address the gut brain connection, that these symptoms may be your body's way of signaling that stress levels have become too overwhelming to deal with, right? So your body's like, I can't keep up anymore. So your brain might say, I can't keep up anymore, or your body might say, I can't keep up anymore, or maybe both, right? So taking note of any persistent physical ailments, discomforts, okay? So that was kind of, you know, necessary, what I just went through. But let's get into the story, okay? Let's get into not just the story, but how to make yourself, how to find your way out of it sooner, how to prevent yourself from going there sooner, as soon as possible, right? So what I realized when I was deep in the healing, just like, you know, army crawling through the hardest part of my life so far, hopefully that is it. you know, army crawling through this, I said, wouldn't it be lovely if I was doing these things, these healing modalities, because it was just nice to do and like, oh, maybe this would benefit me, and not waiting until I was so desperate to feel better, right? So that's really like wellness when you don't need it and healing when you don't need it is lovely, okay? But when you're already burnt out and already at rock bottom and already there, we don't want to do it, right? We just want to feel better. We just want to do whatever. What is the quickest way to feel better? So I did, as I shared in the last episode, loads of meditation, loads of yoga, you know, moving my body, all the things. Okay. So rather than focusing on all those things, because the thing is, I think you already know what to do to feel better, right? I know you know that, you know, it's all the shoulds. I should, you know, prioritize getting to the gym or yoga. I should prioritize going on a walk. I should prioritize getting to bed earlier, et cetera, right? But I probably what's stopping you is there, if we get right to the most effective way to change the game here. Now, for me, this is what was the tipping point to like allow all of the healing to come together. But for you, it could also be what begins the healing process and your way out of burnout, or your way like to even like a more elevated healing, a more sustainable way of living and approaching life and every aspect of your life. It could be like what is like you're building a beautiful foundation, or it could be the tipping point. So I can see it both ways. For me, I also can describe it as like, do you guys remember the Light Bright, right? The toy you may have had when you were a kid. You put the pegs in that little thing, right? It makes a picture. And when you put all the pegs in, all the different colored pegs, and then when you're done, you put the light on. So for me, what I'm about to share was that final peg. It was like, I finished the picture, right? Let's call it a butterfly. There's lots of butterflies in this new era. And then I was like, that's it. There's the butterfly. And I was able to put the light on, right? Flick the switch on the back. Okay. So it is that gut brain connection. Okay. So why is this important for burnout? Ah, you guys. Okay. Unless you address this, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a bullet hole, okay? It's not going to be sustainable. Okay. So if you're already, again, somewhere where I was, maybe not to, maybe you think you're lower than I was. Maybe you can relate to it, maybe whatever. Okay. But you're at a burnout. If you're there and you're like, okay, I'm going to start meditating. I'm going to start going to yoga. I'm going to start this. All these things are great. But unless we actually figure out how the gut and the brain can communicate with each other effectively, it's not going to work. It might work for a little bit. We might feel a little better, but we're still going to have those crashes and we're never going to get back to where we were. Okay. And maybe even getting back to not just where we were, but better than we were. Okay. Because let's be honest, like, were we really that healthy in our 20s and early 30s? Maybe not. Okay. So this is the kind of the idea. So I've actually been learning about this for years, but it took my body actually like applying it to be like, oh, that's what it means. Okay. So you guys know that like gut feeling, right? Like if you're in touch with your body, if you're in tune with how your body feels, you know that gut feeling, right? So when that gut feeling happens, you literally feel it in your gut. Okay. What happens is it sends a signal to our brain, right? And then if our brain is healthy, if this communication's happening in a healthy way, then it's going to take that. So let's say it's like we're in touch with our brain. We're like, oh, something doesn't feel right, right? We're trusting our body. Something doesn't feel right. This is not true to me, right? And then you choose to say, oh, I'm not going to abandon myself right now. Instead, I'm going to listen to that feeling. Okay. So what does that look like? Well, it might mean saying no to something. For me, I knew that the business model that I was in wasn't working, right? But instead of listening to my body, right, I said, nope, shut her down. Okay. Instead, I am going to push and make it happen. Okay. So this meant me taking on a much bigger role than I should have, right? And in retrospect, it didn't even make sense. Like, it's like me trying to change the course of like this humongous like cruise ship, the biggest cruise ship that you could possibly imagine, and me just by the force of me trying to change the direction, me getting everyone on board to like lean on one side of the ship, right? So that's a lot of energy and it might not work, okay? So, but going back to the gut brain connection. So if that gut brain connection was healthy, so this isn't where I'm going to talk about how to support this, like on the physical way, like in terms of like taking the right nutritional products and such, but it's also listening to our body and trusting ourselves. But someone who, modeled, you know, what I was shown growing up. So I come from a mom who also drove herself right to the ground, who's now thriving because she, you know, got to her rock bottom and had to climb back up. But that's what I modeled, right? It's like, nope. Oh, I will show you that I will make this happen. Well, guess what? The changes never happened. Okay. The changes that I wanted and I envisioned never happened in that way. But even if they were going to, I hit that rock bottom of total mental, physical, emotional burnout before the changes could have happened anyways. Okay. So also it can happen where a thought, so maybe the conversation starts in the brain. Okay. So the brain may have a thought and then it sends a signal to the gut. Now, if the gut is healthy, okay, then it's going to be able to give you the feeling. But if it's not healthy, it may produce a feeling of anxiety. So let's just say you have a fearful thought, right? Well, it sends a signal to the belly that something is wrong. And your belly's like, I confirm that there's some sort of anxiety happening. And it's going to send a signal, like a chemical signal, back to the brain and say, look for more evidence that I am anxious right now and things are going wrong. Okay. So when you're in burnout as well, your anxiety will absolutely be heightened, okay? But when all of these things are happening, it's so complex, right? Because then what's going to happen is your cortisol's out of whack. All these hormones are out of whack. You're not producing serotonin and dopamine the way that you can and should, right? I think it's like 70 or 80% of our serotonin is produced in our gut. So basically, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor, but this gut-brain connection is really everything. Okay. Because you might be listening to like a beautiful, personal development podcast or a book. And then, so it's in your brain, but if your gut, literally your actual gut is not producing proper happy hormones, guess what? It's not going to sustain because your brain cannot override your gut. It has to be a healthy conversation, right? So your gut is your second brain. You actually have a third brain in your heart, but we won't get into that right now. So this is really the way out of burnout and to prevent burnout is to have the physical health between your gut and your brain. And that's going to require, because we live, in society, we're going to have to take supplements. I don't know another way around it unless you're like growing all of the herbs and you know how to actually make these herbal concoctions and like make your own herbal medicine and herbal supplements. And if you do, more power to you. But if you're like me and a mom in a suburb, living regular life, then obviously we need supplements. So there's an incredible company. It's a mental wellness company, and this is what allowed me to break through. Okay. So I got on the right supplements, and we're talking about ingredients like saffron, ashwagandha, taking the right probiotics with the right strands to actually create more serotonin, create more dopamine, not your regular probiotic, and also taking the right herbal supplements so that our brain, again, knows what to do. We're thinking clearly, right? So we have to support our physical body, right? And then once we do, we can really, really tap into that intuition. And our intuition is really such a gift. It is our superpower. And I have to say that lately, my intuition has been wild, like so spot on. It is insane. So I don't know if it's the gut brain connection. I think that might have something to do with it, but my intuition is heightened. Okay. And every time that I've been ignoring even little things right lately, this confirming to be true, like every time. So much so where I have a group thread with all of the women that I support in business, and I'll be looking at the thread and I will think Diane's going to message right now, and Diane messages. And I'm like, oh, now Gorette's going to come in and message back. This is like a group with like hundreds of women. And I was like calling it like one move at a time the other day. And I was like, what is even happening? Like I was watching myself call it. And then the other day, an example of me ignoring my intuition, I was giving some shout outs to women who, are really doing well in their business. And there was, I had a photo of one specific woman who I was like, my intuition said, again, your intuition like whispers, you guys. Let me go back to that in a second. My intuition whispered and I ignored it. My intuition said, don't post it. Don't post her. Don't tag her. Don't post it. And I did it anyways. Okay. And then the very next day, I get a message from someone who she works with closely. And she was like totally freaked out by it and was really uncomfortable. It was like, I could have actually damaged that relationship. Now, luckily I didn't. And she's like, okay, it's just me freaking out, but I didn't listen. Right. And that's what happened. So right now, my homework is to listen to those whispers. So what does that look like? Okay. So Dr. Wayne Dyer, the Wayne Dyer, I actually had the opportunity to talk to him on the phone when he was alive. And this is when I experienced burnout the first time around. Yeah, I had to do it twice. And that was me working my, I worked like, I don't even know, like I worked myself to the absolute, like to the bone while I was pregnant with my first child. Okay. And guess what happened after I gave birth? I had the most tremendous, most awful, most horrific postpartum depression, anxiety, OCD that I have ever heard of. It was so intense, so extreme. Anyway, so that was my first seeking time. Now he's 14, and you know, I became the woman I am today. You know, that was, that shaped me. But anyways, through that seeking that first time around, I got on the phone with Wayne Dyer and I said, well, how do I know the difference between fear and intuition? Because I was really freaked out by my thoughts at that time. Again, that OCD was alive and well. And he said, your intuition whispers. Okay. Fear will speak first and it will speak loudest, right? There's going to be no like wondering, right? You're just going to hear it loud and clear, right? It's probably not going to be the nicest voice either, but it's going to be loud. So he's sharing this. So he said, when you hear it, when you hear that message, that voice, just hear it. Okay. And then say, okay, anything else, and just wait for the whisper. Okay. So once you hear the whisper, again, you'll have to be still and you'll have to wait for it. Okay. And once it comes, trust it. Okay. And wait for it. Like you'll know, cause it's like a kind voice, right? And it whispers, like it's very quiet. And as you start to listen to it, your trust in yourself and your trust in your intuition will strengthen. So how you can practice it is, even you might get that little whisper that is like, maybe you're going to, I don't know, the grocery store, and the whisper says, go this way instead today. Well, it's harmless, right? It's like, okay, I guess I can go that way. That will take just as much time, a minute more, a minute less, whatever. And you go for it and you trust it. So it's a way to build your trust in yourself, your relationship with yourself, and strengthen your intuition. Okay. Because ultimately, I do think that burnout is really just, you have abandoned yourself so many times and for so long, prioritizing everyone and everything else, and putting your needs, your intuition, your desires, everything. Even if your desires, like you're going after something you love, like, I mean, this is called the Ambitious Mama podcast, right? You're going after something that you love, but you're still not allowing it to be easy. You know, you're in that hustle culture, that hustle mentality, that boss babe stuff, which is so over, by the way, you guys, like that is so like 3 years ago. And instead, giving yourself grace. And, you know, this is hard for some of us. Like, I mean, growing up, I didn't take the time to celebrate. I was always on to the next. But that is also a sign of like a lack of self-love, right? Taking the time to be like, wow, girl, you did that, right? And enjoying and being gentle and kind to yourself, right? I'm speaking to myself right now, you guys. Okay. So ultimately, that's really, those are my, you know, words of experience on burnout. So we need to make sure that we are empowering our physical body, because that is, you know, that's the shell we're in. And then also, once our physical body is good, it can hold the work. Okay. So whether you're doing, you know, energy healing, whether you're going to yoga, whether you are going for beautiful walks, whether you're doing meditation or prayer, or all these beautiful ways of healing and empowering yourself, all the different parts of yourself, right? Your physical body can hold it. If your physical body can't hold it, you're going to be praying or doing your meditation or going to yoga and then feel like it didn't stick, right? You're like, I was feeling good. What happened? Right? So that's really so important. So your physical body, get that in check. Okay. I'll put the link to my protocol below. strengthen your intuition. Start really like strengthening your intuition and also asking yourself, does this feel right for me? And stop abandoning yourself, right? So if you need to say no, you say no, right? And even like start saying no more than you're saying yes right now. Say yes to all the good, fun stuff that fill your soul, right? And that's really the advice of my therapist right now. She's like, Krista, just like your job right now is to like follow that spark and anything and everything that's going to fill you up, say yes, do it like without apology. Last week, you guys, I went to the spa 3 times. Okay. That sounds insane. Okay. It was just like day passes, but I just went to the spa 3 times. Okay. I won't be doing that on a regular, but it was like, oh my God, like outdo yourself, like totally spoil yourself, and doesn't have to be in that way, but be like, no, like I'm treating myself to that extra hour of sleep. Have fun with it, you guys. Take care of yourself, all of you, and I'll be with you every step of the way. Okay, so if this episode is helpful, let me know. If there's different aspects you want me to dive into, let me know. If you want different experts, people for me to interview, please let me know, okay? You can comment on Instagram, you can send me a DM, and please do me the biggest favor ever. If you got any value from this episode, please share it to your stories so we can continue to grow. And I know you guys can't see it, you're probably just listening to the audio, but I have to share that the t-shirt that I'm wearing is Dolly Parton, and it's like a really cute her in like an 80s kind of denim number. It says, "The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain." And it's a black and white photo, you guys, with like all these, a black and white photo with all these sunflowers and butterflies all over it. It's so cute. I got it at Target, and I'm wearing 2 necklaces right now. One that is a Rachel Zoe necklace of a beautiful butterfly that my friend Lavender gave me to like signify the new era that we're in. This whole like just trusting the feminine, trusting your intuition, evolving. And also I have a little tiny little evil eye. I've never had one before. This is also from my friend Lavender, spoiling me. And I heard that in order for it to protect you, someone else needs to give it to you. So anyways, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.